Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Joined with me, as always, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And we are also joined with the owners of 1899 Indoor Golf. Two locations. We are at the Canton one right now. They also have a location in Twinsburg. We have John Michael.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome to the show, as well as Brian.
Happy to be here, boys.
Well, we're even happier to be here. Absolutely beautiful facility. Probably the most beautiful facilities I've seen, and that's not even saying just a golf simulator. This is absolutely magnificent, boys.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. We're going to basically be interviewing these gentlemen here this evening. And the U.S. Open is this week, so we have ourselves some DraftKings lineups. We have just a bunch of different spiels about the U.S. Open this week. We are missing our co-host, Tone. He is not here this evening. He might come back up later to golf with us. Just a quick shout-out, Tone.
Love you, Tone.
We'll drink one for you, Tone.
Oh, sure. We'll drink
pour
a couple.
Pour one out for Tone.
Amen.
Can I say a little shout-out to our little squad over here?
Yeah, we got our fan section over here.
Appreciate
it,
y'all.
Appreciated. So yeah, we're basically just going to dive right into this. We are here at 1899 Indoor Golf, Canton, Ohio. Nicest facility you can ever go to. If you have the chance, please stop out. Awesome owners, and we're going to learn a little bit about them here this evening. So before we talk 1899 itself, just for the listeners, could you just give us a little introduction of yourselves? Whoever wants to start,
Brian,
first.
Go ahead, kick us off, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks, guys, for having us. Always fun to do stuff like this and talk sports and talk about 1899. My name is Brian Lindenbaum. I'm originally from New York. I'm the outsider of the crew
okay.
here. Wife is from Ohio, and that's kind of how me and Spiel over here got together. Our wives, they grew up together, met at a wedding, realized real quick, probably like you two, some other dude to talk sports with. That wasn't weird. Like, hey, let's get a beer. That worked out. And yeah, 5 years later, we went into business together. So it's been a hell of a run, to say the least. But we're really proud of 1899, how it turned out, how it looks, how it operates, and just providing entertainment for people, man. People come here and they have a good time. I mean, it's that's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. It's awesome here. JM, what you got, buddy?
John Michael Spielman. I'm Ohio born and raised. I actually grew up in Southeast Ohio. I was born in Akron, but moved that way when I was around 10 years old. And then came back up this way for college, went to Mount Union. That's how Nate and I know each other. Really good. His brother, Ryan's one of my best friends from college. We got a tight-knit group. And yeah, my passion for golf really comes from being an athlete and growing up. And it still fills that void, right, for competition. And it's just a great time, you know, to get together with the boys and throw back some beers and have a good time. And also, you know, I'm getting my kids into the game. It's a game you can play throughout the entire of your life. So 1899 is really came for my love for golf, and then you know, also my love for entertainment, bar, you know, food, everything.
Yeah, you got a perfect combo here, and it's easier when you're getting a little older and you don't have to get tackled by anybody or
yeah.
get hit by a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Not even tackle. It's like I can't even play pickup basketball anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude.
No full court.
I don't want to pop an Achilles.
Yeah.
There goes the golf season.
Let me get a 15-minute stretch in before I play golf, and I can barely get out of bed the next morning.
No, yeah, and you mentioned you guys both like golf. Where did that all kind of start? Did you golf in high school? Where did it really all begin, and just how'd you get here now?
You know, it's funny. I assume, I don't actually know this story, whether J-Hem did play as a kid or not, but I didn't really play much as a kid. You know, my parents played a lot, so I was exposed to the game. But, you know, like J-Hem, I was playing, you know, lacrosse. I was a competitive skier. I was, you know, playing football. I was doing all sorts of stuff. So, you know, golf, that sounds boring, right? It's like, what do yeah. I want to do that? That was before I understood what smoking cigars and drinking beer was like.
Right.
But yeah, I was always kind of around it. And then you know, graduated college, and the next thing you know, you're looking for that outlet, that, you know, the competitiveness in you. You want to do something, don't want to bash your head against anything anymore. And all of a sudden, this sport is just like right there. I think you couple that with growing up in the Tiger Woods era, and
oh,
it
yeah.
was just
absolutely.
I mean, golf got cool.
Yeah, You know, that's funny Brian mentions Tiger Woods, because that was really my first introduction to golf. I literally remember playing Tiger Woods on the original PlayStation, the first Tiger Woods game.
Oh, yeah.
I literally could not wait to get home and play Tiger Woods Golf and play TPC Sawgrass on repeat.
Oh,
endlessly.
Okay.
After whether it was football practice, basketball, or baseball. But yeah, that's really where my love started. I really didn't play the game much growing up. You know, we played a little bit here and there. We had some sets of clubs at the house, and we played night golf a little bit sometimes growing up with like glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Which is, even as adults, a fun time. Brian and I did that last year and had an absolute riot.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, I really seriously started playing golf. I moved to Florida after I did my master's at Marshall. So my wife and I moved to Florida in 2009, and that's really when I seriously started playing the game and fell in love immediately and haven't looked back.
No, yeah, I mean, and Florida, you could play every day for the most part.
You could play every day, and in the summer, you know, most people, the rates are dirt cheap because of the heat.
Oh, too hot, yeah.
I love playing in the heat, so sign me up.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, and there's, you know, tons of good golf down there, and I play all year round, which was a huge benefit.
Actually perfectly leads me to the next question. I actually follow both of you gentlemen on Instagram, and I see that you guys made your way around some golf courses. I was really wondering, what's the best course you've ever played? And if you haven't played it yet, where do you want to play at?
Oh, well, the latter question, that list is
long. Long list.
And oh, yeah.
I hope my wife's not listening.
It's going to happen.
She already hates all the golf trips me and Jam go on. But, you know, this year has been a special year already for me. You know, we've been lucky to kind of, you know, be able to have exposure to a lot of courses, being the owners of 1899. And, you know, shout out to our other owner, Scott Pollock, who runs our Twinsburg location. But he's a PGA professional, and he gets us on a lot of courses as well. But, you know, I actually don't know if I would leave the state of Ohio for my favorite, you know, course that I've played. It's a coin flip, but lately, you know, I just played Canterbury, so I think it's top of mind. But between Canterbury and Sand Ridge, two phenomenal courses here in Northeast Ohio, and two of my favorites. Outside of that, I'd probably give the next nod to a trip that we went on a couple of years ago to Greyhawk.
Where's
out
that?
In Scottsdale, Arizona. Oh, okay. They have two courses, Raptor and Talon. And it's just, you know, when you look at that perfect green grass against, you know, the rock backgrounds, and you know, just perfect days out in Arizona, and manicured to perfection,
finishing into the sunset down behind the mountains, man, you can't even.
Yeah, we were there for the waste management week too.
Oh, wow.
So we got to see that, and it's just all the makings of everything you could want on a golf trip. So I would say that. And then if where do I want to go? I mean, that list is long.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the list would be Bandon Dunes. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. I think any you know, golfer who loves just playing different courses, and, you know, go to Oregon, go play Bandon, five courses. They just opened Sheep's Ranch, which from what I hear is on the most epic property of the five. They have a thing called the Punch Bowl where you can putt, and they have a short course where you can, you know, par three, and it's just a guy's guy's trip. So I'd say Bandon one, and I don't know. I'd probably just leave it right there and just go to Bandon.
I like it, because it's not one of those courses that you really hear about all the time, like TPC Scottsdale or Augusta. I kind of like where you went.
Yeah, most people say Pebble, right? I mean, that's what you're going to hear from most people. You can come to 1899 and play Pebble, just so you know.
Save a lot of money. Save a lot of money.
What do you got, JM? We're
Oh, man. We're so fortunate. We actually just recently, through 1899, did a corporate membership with the Dormy Network.
Okay.
And Dormy Network is a conglomerate of six courses. And, you know, not only is the golf great, but you go to these places and literally, I tell this to everybody, and everybody gets a good laugh out of it. You know, it makes Chick-fil-A's customer service look weak.
Really?
It's off the charts.
That's awesome.
Off the charts. And the golf courses are phenomenal. You know, I'd have to say, you know, we're so fortunate with the amount of good golf we have here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. Brian mentioned Sand Ridge. And, you know, another one, it's sneaky and a lot of people don't know about it, but I would say it's the best nine holes I've ever played is Kirtland Country Club.
The back nine is epic.
Off the charts.
I think I've played there, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you go up to 10 and it drops off a cliff off the back behind the okay, like the little
nope,
bar
never
area
been
out there.
There.
Yeah.
Dude,
nope. It's beautiful.
Sounds beautiful.
Really special course, but I think my favorite course that I've played, honestly, would be Ballyhack, which is part of the Dormy Network.
Okay.
It's in Roanoke, Virginia. And it's a little hidden. I mean, these Dormy courses are still hidden gems. So you got Dormy Club, which is in Pinehurst, where we just came back from, and we played Pinehurst number 4, Pinehurst number 8, Tobacco Road.
Oh, wow.
We played the Cradle, and the Dormy Club, hands down for me, was by far the best course.
Not even close.
Most people don't even know about it, man. It's crazy.
Hidden gems, baby.
But yeah, I think in the course that I would probably want to play the most, I'm going to go out a little different here. I'm going to say the Pebble Beach of the Midwest, and I'm going to say Arcadia Bluffs in Michigan.
Okay.
Supposed to be fantastic. Shout out to one of my biggest mentors in life, John Lynch, who was actually Chichi Rodriguez's caddy on the senior tour back in the day. But he's got one of the guys he actually went to college with is actually a golf pro up there. So
okay, right on. Yeah. I didn't even hear Tiger's new course out there.
I mean,
Payne's carved into
Payne's
the rocks.
Valley. Yeah, I mean, it looks awesome. That's mm-hmm.
There's so much.
It's golf, so hard to even, and I mean, so little time. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, there's this place called Cabot Cliffs up in Nova Scotia.
Oh,
you guys got to check it out. I mean, yeah.
Boys Trip.
Designed by the same guys that did Bandon. Right on the water, just such epic land. But I mean, you can go down, go down south, and you can play, the Robert Trent Jones, the golf trail.
Stream have, Song in Tampa.
You can go to Stream Song. You can go to Payne's. You can go to, Sand Valley. You could go Whistling Straits. I mean, it's so endless, which I think is one of the beautiful things about the game. I mean, it's not just, 100 yards and 22 guys on a field. You can enjoy it by going anywhere and playing anywhere and even just sneaking out for a quick 18 on vacation by yourself. I mean, that's one of my favorite things is playing alone.
Yeah.
People think I'm crazy, but I
love it too.
You go out like a Sunday at like 5 o'clock and, the sun's starting to go down a little bit in the summer and you're by yourself and you can just relax and throw in some music and
you don't run into anybody. Having to worry about letting you pass and you
just be alone for a little bit.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, throw in some tunes, have a couple beverages. I just love the atmosphere of golf. I love the scenery. I might not be all that good at it, but no, it's wonderful. But AJ, what do you got? You got the next one for us here, bud?
Yeah, I got a question for you guys. So we're a sports podcast first and foremost, but from a business perspective, for those working the 9-to-5s. What led you guys to just take the plunge, start your own business, and how did we get where we are now?
It takes two things. You need somebody really crazy like me, and then you need somebody like John Michael who's like, hell yeah, let's do that. So I'll try to make the story short, but so I was living in Manhattan. That's where I met my wife, who, like I said, knows John Michael's wife really well from growing up. And we would come back here every holiday season to see her family and see friends. And, that winter of 2017, I had started playing indoor golf in Manhattan and had a good time with it. It was great to keep the stroke up in the winter and just something to do. And I call up JM and say, hey, we're coming to town. Like, let's play some indoor golf while I'm in town. He said, yeah, sounds great. Where are we going? So what do you mean, where are we going? You guys don't have indoor golf in Ohio? It's like Ohio is like one of the top golfing states in the country. Mm-hmm. He goes, not that I know of. So that took us to Google, like everything. And we found a place, up closer to Cleveland. And we made a tee time. We go up there. And, I don't like to talk smack about anybody, but it wasn't this. Yeah. And
it wasn't what he's a member at, right? So he saw what the next generation of this whole thing was. In general,
this guy was ahead of his time. Yeah. He had opened like 10 years ago.
Right. Oh, right.
So like he had already been in the game and got ahead of it. And, I was then at a place that had just opened and had the latest technology and took a little bit of a different attitude towards the entertainment side of things. And I looked at him and I was like, dude, we got to do this. Like, we got to open up our own spot. And he's like, yeah, sounds great. Let's do it. So that was like 2 days before Christmas, 2017. So I call him up the first week of January, 2018. I go, hey, what are you doing on Thursday? He goes, why? You back in town? I was like, no, but you have appointments. He goes, appointments for what? I go, commercial real estate. He goes, for what? I was like, we're opening the golf place. And he goes, oh, shit.
I said, oh, shit, you're serious?
he goes, oh, shit, you're serious. I was like, yeah, we're doing this. And that was January of 18. We opened the place we're sitting in November.
Yep. Week before Thanksgiving, November of 18, man.
And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, sorry, I took
10 months.
Story for dude, absolutely. You tell it way better than I do anyway.
10-month turnaround, I mean.
10-month turnaround, you know, and to think that we went, you know, from one location to we got two locations now. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot along the way, you know, as many business men and women can say, you know, you learn so much more from not only the years, but from one location to the second. And we'll just say the future is bright. We got a lot on our plates right now, and we got big aspirations and dreams too.
Well, yeah. We'll leave that for our last question here. Okay. I love that. That's super exciting. And as we've all mentioned, this place is unbelievable. So what I really want to know is, you kind of chimed on it earlier, what separates 1899 from your everyday golf simulator, just for someone to go to? Because I could give you a million reasons right this second, but I want to hear it from you guys.
Go ahead, B.
It starts with technology. At the end of the day, you have to have, in my opinion, the best technology to track the ball. We use TrackMan. TrackMan is what you see on the PGA Tour every week. It's what's telling you the ball speed. It's what's telling you the distance. It's what every single pro puts behind them at the range, the little orange box. That's TrackMan. It's used by 95 of the top 100 players in the world to practice with. We started there because you want accurate numbers, right? So it mm-hmm. starts with providing golfers with what they want, which is accurate information. And then from there, it's designing an experience around that, right? So do we want you to come here and beat balls for an hour? You can do that. And TrackMan's going to give you amazing tech, you know, numbers. It's going to give you everything from your ball speed to your distance to your face of the club to the swing path, all that stuff. But really what 1899 is designed for is for us four guys to, you know, make a tee time, come here, order some beverages, play Pebble Beach, joke around, have a good time, because that's what we love on the real course, right? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, we're not all qualifying for the U.S. Open this week.
Exactly.
I'm not.
We could all think, you know, everyone likes to think they're, you know, Jon Rahm and Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler, but at the end of the day, it's unbelievable what the difference between us and them is. But so we wanted to build an experience, and so that started with the technology, then it goes into the design of the place, then it goes to the craft cocktail bar, extremely important to us. My compadre here introduced me to bourbon for the most part. I was okay. more of a single malt guy before that. But, you know, we sat down and we said, what would we want? And he's like, we got to have the best bourbon selection. Done. Check. Let's do it. All right. Well, we like craft beer. All right. Well, let's only serve craft beer on tap. Done. That's easy. We own the place. Let's do it. you know, then it was like, well, I want craft cocktails. I was like, no offense, but like, I hate a margarita when it's like sour mix. I was like, I want fresh squeezed. So it's like mm-hmm. all these things. And then God bless her, Kate. We find Kate out of nowhere, who is our general manager in Canton. And really, she is the one who runs the show, creates the cocktails, creates the menus. And so,
is that who made our drinks today?
That's who made your drinks.
Oh. Shout out to her.
Absolutely. Not just made them, but designed them. Like, yeah. She designs them too.
Very tasty.
So.
She makes her own simple syrups. Literally everything, every drink we have, there's nothing artificial in it, right? Like the liquor is the most artificial thing. Everything's fresh squeezed juices.
And she's super nice too.
And it's just like, if we're going to put a simple syrup in it, it's going to be, you know, she's going to make it like a habanero, something or other.
That came from her garden at her house.
Right.
That's unreal. Right.
And so, it's like, okay, so now you come in, you have a great cocktail, you have a great experience, and you know what else can we do? It's like, okay, let's add a food menu to that. Let's make sure we have some, you know, elevated bar food, have some good stuff, charcuterie boards, stuff like that. And then we said, well, we need a rooftop bar. Like, nothing that doesn't exist in Canton.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
So
brand new.
So yeah, we just opened that last week, and it was like, you know, we post a picture of it, and you know, I expected it to slowly roll out, and then the next thing, JM's texting me, he goes, "Dude, picture's got 400 shares." I'm like, 400 likes? He's like, no, shares.
Yeah. Holy cow. It's been our most popular post we've had in 4 years.
Yeah.
I was one of them. I'll throw that in there.
Appreciate that.
It's absolutely beautiful up there. We haven't walked up there yet, but obviously once you pull in, you're going to see the rooftop bar. It is gorgeous up there.
Yeah, so we put in an outdoor space at our Twinsburg location, our Cleveland East location, literally in May of last year in the middle of the pandemic, right?
Oh, wow.
And we realized very quickly just what an outdoor space not only can do for business, but to drive more people here in the warmer months, right? Because most people are playing golf outside.
Yeah.
And that's where we're more of an all-encompassing entertainment type space, right? Like everybody thinks about Topgolf. And you go to Topgolf, you can't get on there, right? Mm-hmm. And I would almost say, I would definitely say that we're a better experience than Topgolf, and we bring a lot of the same similarities, but our food's going to be better, and our drinks are going to blow theirs away for sure, definitely. But then you mix in little things, right? Like we sit here and we look at this building and you talk about the atmosphere, and Brian and I talk about this a lot. It's like, well, yeah, you could pick a regular paint color, like a white or a gray, and throw on the walls, right? But what about a deep, like, hunter green and some really cool light fixtures, right? And then throw some sconces behind the bar with some white marble tops. And then even, you know, let's go. Let's put some bar tops behind the bays too. So, you know, it's the little things with making it perfect. And really what separates us is, you know, every fine detail in the place, really, more than anything.
Yeah, and probably, and one thing we haven't even talked about, which is probably one of the most important and popular aspects of 1899, is our VIP speakeasy room, which... You know, you're going to make a VIP room with a simulator in it and some, you know, nice lounge furniture. And it's like, all right, let's put that behind a hidden door in a bookshelf. Okay. Yeah. That sounds awesome. Like that. Right. And again, it's like little design features that, you know, you're going to need a door, right?
Yeah.
Why not make it a bookshelf? Right. It's a little more expensive, but not really.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if I could tell you how many people that come in here and they're like, oh my God, that's so awesome. I've always wanted a man cave behind a bookshelf. And you're like, well, just come here and spend 3 hours with us and you're going to enjoy the hell out of it. And there you go. So like JM said, I mean, we got a lot of ideas and things we want to do in the future. And, you know, knock on wood, we hope to be bringing 1899 all over the place. And
to a city near you.
Yeah, to a city near you with a lot of new twists to it, too.
Yep.
Yeah, we're already blessed to have it right up the road from us. We're Akron boys, Canton right here. Twinsburg's not even that much farther away. But you actually chimed already on the experience. But I'm going to throw this next question to AJ, because this kind of it goes right along with it about the experience and how you guys also differ, which I did not hear anybody mention this, but what we got?
You guys do different events like Super Bowls and holidays. You guys want to give us just a little bit of detail on the deals that you have coming up or any specials that are soon approaching?
Yeah, so it's a good point. I mean, we do try to, you know, play to the calendar and see what's going on and see how we can integrate 1899 with that. We definitely do a Super Bowl thing. We do a ton of stuff for March Madness.
March Madness has been off the charts. A good time, too.
Yeah. Probably our biggest corporate week of the year. I mean, just as you can imagine, such a great place to entertain clients and whatnot. Coming up this summer, we're about to release our new food menu, which is going to be great. But we're going to be doing Saturdays, so all playing off the rooftop in the patio that we have now. So it's going to be Saturday spritzes. We're going to have specials on spritzes and mimosas. And then Sundays is going to be rosé all day. And we're going to have a bunch of summer wines. So rosé, we'll have some Pinots, we'll have some Sauv Blancs, and 50% off your bottle of wine. So, you know, come hang out, you know, bring a crew of people, order a couple bottles of wine. We are also doing those lovely cocktails that you're drinking now. We are going to be offering those as in crafts in pitcher form. So if you get a pitcher of that cocktail, save a couple bucks per cocktail. So a bunch of different stuff that we're doing for the summer to just get you outside, enjoying some great cocktails, enjoying the weather, which is pretty rare in Ohio. So
appreciate it while you can. You know, one thing in here in Canton, we're really, really lucky to have is the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
And some of the really the coolest events we've had. We had Ed Reed had a party here, not last year, obviously, but 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Was really cool. We've had a lot of guys come through here, and we thank the Hall of Fame for referring us for some business as well too.
Urlacher through.
We've had Urlacher, John Randall.
Urlacher is a refrigerator. I mean, he's enormous. Yeah. He's so wide in the shoulders, but then you meet Randall.
Right.
The widest lower half.
His
I've
lower
ever seen.
Half. Yeah, dude. Literally built like a Mack truck. Like insane.
I mean, you can see why he's a D tackle.
Right,
he's just going to push through anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you know, we have been very fortunate with some of those guys coming through. We got a big one coming up. We got our first party booked for the year this year. I don't know if we can really.
Yeah,
say
probably
that,
shouldn't
but,
say
yeah.
who and when.
Right, but yeah,
but yeah, we're starting to get some of those Hall of Fame parties. And yep. I'm sure if you hang out at 1899 Canton that week, you'll be meeting a lot of the players.
Yeah, absolutely.
They usually come through. And all honestly, like super nice guys.
Everybody is.
I've not met. Yeah. You know, last year we were fortunate enough to go to Champ Bailey's party.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And
really cool.
Just, I mean, he doesn't know us from a hole in the wall. He came over, said hi, sat with us, had questions for us. I'm like, Champ, dude, you're getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. Like, you don't need to talk to us right now.
My wife ended up doing his wife's makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So
literally.
Like, real people.
Yeah.
Like, real people.
That's just like,
awesome.
Yes, salt of the earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are a lot of really good people out. And, you know, everyone knows athletes, celebrities, they're just normal people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jerry Ferrara came through here. His wife is from the Northeast Ohio area, and he was in here one night, and I recognized him right away. I mean, I'm just a huge Entourage fan.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
And didn't say anything, you know, whatever. They had an awesome time. And at the end of the night, I was like, hey, Jerry. He's like, hey, man, like, you know, I hope you had fun. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, do you mind if we get a picture? He's super nice. And then he's asking me like a million questions about golf and his swing and like all this stuff. And I'm like, you're just such a good dude.
So that night I actually wasn't here, and I get a text from Brian. So we got the reservation, right? And it was actually under his name. And Brian's like, there's no way this is real or whatever.
Right.
So I get a text at like, I think it was like 8:30 or whatever. I only had one daughter at the time, and she's down to bed. And Brian texts me, goes, dude, Jerry Farr is really here. You have to come over. So I literally, I don't even think I told my wife. I think I just got in my car and like came over. But yeah, super nice person. We've been really fortunate, and it's been an exciting ride.
It's only been, you're coming on your 3-year anniversary here in a couple months. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Wait, I got to tell, we got to get this on the record. So now that we're doing a podcast, I had to tell the original. So James said he only had one daughter at the time. Well,
he now has
two daughters, and he might just start crying right now on this podcast. But
can I get another beer, please, Kate?
I'm right there with you.
So we're getting ready to open 1899. It's 2018. We're debating what system to use. We ended up obviously going with TrackMan, like I said, but there's a lot of sims on the market. And one of TrackMan's competitors, you know, they were vying for the business. And so I get a call on like maybe April 1st-ish, for, you know, first day, maybe, you know, maybe the end of March. It was basically 11 days before the Masters. Mm. And I get a call from this guy. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? Have you made a decision yet? I'm like, no, you know, we're still debating. He's like, well, I really want you to hit on our technology. You haven't had a chance to hit on it yet. I was like, I know, we're trying to get out there, you know, to your headquarters. He's like, well, you're going to be at the Masters. I was like, I going to be at the Masters? What kind of question is that? Like, no, I just planning on shooting down to the Masters, right. Like, ho-hum, like, go every year. I'm like, no. He's like, well, I want to invite you down. I was like, excuse me? He's like, the Masters is in 10 days from now? He's like, yeah. He's like, we're doing a promotion right now, and anyone who's, you know, got a, you know, a potential to have a bunch of our units, like, I want to invite you down, you and your business partner. All you got to do is tell me which day you want to come, Thursday through Sunday. He goes, I'll give you two passes, a place to stay, and we're going to go to the private Double Eagle Club across the street from Magnolia Lane. And all you got to do is fly here. It's like, okay. He goes, and we're putting this out to all of our current, like, potential customers. So you got to tell me like ASAP, or you may get you know we only have like two tickets per day. So he's like, we're only offering this to four people. I'm like, okay, we'll take two tickets on Thursday. I was like, he's like, okay, I put you down. So I lock in the tickets. So now I'm all pumped. I'm like, I'm gonna call JM, and I'm gonna give him this great news. So I
called me within probably 5 seconds of booking yeah. this.
Oh yeah, immediately. So I call him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing on you know April 11th or whatever it was? He's like, nothing. And I was like, well, we're going to the Masters. He's like, get out of here. So like, how excited
you? Oh, dude, pumped. I think I was literally bouncing off the walls of my house.
I was like, imagine. $18.99 starts to give right away.
Oh
right?
My gosh,
not even open yet. So he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I did on Thursday. Like, you know, I want to watch Sunday on the couch. I mean, no offense.
Yeah. But
there's nothing better than Masters on the couch on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I was like, all right, so we're going to go down. He's like, great. Boom, boom, boom. What? Not even an hour later. 20 minutes later, I get a call. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm out. I'm like, what do you mean you're out? I'm like, out of what?
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
I'm like, this is a free trip. This trip normally costs like 10 grand. Like,
yeah.
This is a free trip to the Masters. He's like, I can't go. I'm like, why? He's like, my second daughter's due like
2 weeks later.
Yeah, April 27th.
Yeah,
And I'm like, yeah, but come on, dude. It's like 2 weeks. We're gonna literally be gone like 28 hours. Like, she's gonna be in labor. Like, even if it happens, like, we can get you back.
You're a
like,
flight away.
He's like, dude. He's like, my wife will never let me
sleeping on the couch for years.
Yep.
So needless to say, I bought him back a polo and a hat.
Yeah. Oh, and every time I wear it, I cry. This is the worst part.
I was ready for like a sentimental story of why he was going to cry.
It's a fantastic story.
And now he cries. Yeah. And I talk about it all the time too, to just remind him. And you know who's the most grateful person is my best friend from college, Matt, who got the next call
place.
When I called him and said, what are you doing on April 10th? He goes, nothing. I was like, well, gas up the plane because we're going down to Augusta, Georgia.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, at the rate now, they should just have you guys sponsor a hole every year.
Right?
introduce the golfers on the first tee off.
Let us set up a bay.
Let's go.
Yeah, there you go. But, we kind of got – I love that. We got a little off course, but that brings us right back to this beautiful facility. We are sitting in front of four giant simulators, and I know you said there was one in the back, right?
Yep.
So we were actually – me and AJ were talking about this earlier. What is the most played course here? Or, like, if someone were to come here, what would you recommend to – said someone who hasn't been here before.
Those are two totally different answers for sure.
Well, good.
Yeah. The most played course is probably Muirfield Village because it's so close to home, and that's the last course that I would actually recommend you to play.
Wow.
It's so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Just all like right. on TV.
Yeah, so you guys saw they were at Muirfield last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel so bad for John Rahm, by the way. I mean, $1.6 million dollars just ripped right out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago, not last week.
Right.
But yeah, Muirfield's probably the most played. Recommendations.
Pebble's probably.
Oh yeah, Pebble now. Yeah, Pebble. Because
we just got Pebble.
We just got Pebble like 3-4 months ago.
Pebble and Muirfield are definitely one and two.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a course, I forget the name of it off the top of my head, but it's actually a sportsman's club and a golf course that we have here. It's out in North Dakota. It's a links style course. It's really cool. Really cool setup. And then there's a 9-hole course, which is down in Pittsburgh, Tennessee, actually, because I thought it was Pittsburgh, PA, but it's Pittsburgh, Tennessee, which is really a cool course as well.
Sweetens Cove,
That's exactly what it is, Sweetens Cove, yep.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing, though. There are so many courses on there you have never heard of, and, like, I encourage people to come here and not play Pebble. Mm-hmm. I mean, play it the first time, obviously. You want to play Pebble, and it's way cheaper to do it here than it is to fly out and stay at the inn. But if you come back again, it's like there are so many courses. Pick a random course. There's a course in Iceland, awesome. A course in Germany. There's probably 10 courses in Germany. We have a course in Japan where you see Mount Fuji in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many fun, cool courses. But I would also remind everybody, and we have to do this from time to time, where people are like, there's no way, like, that ball shouldn't have run out. I'm like, you do realize you're playing, like, Muirfield Village, right? Like, you short side yourself, and you're trying to hit, you know, you're trying to hit a pitching wedge over a sand trap to a bunker, you know, over a bunker, land it on the green soft and have it stop. I'm like, this isn't your local muni. Like, you know, John Rahm is hitting like a hero 60-degree flop shot and he can't even hold the green. Right. And it plays like that. And so when you play Muirfield and you play, you know, the slopes at Pebble, and, you know, PJ National with all the water everywhere. Dude.
I've never been more frustrated in my life.
And it just also goes to show you, though, that, you know, not only are these guys so good, the courses they play are so difficult.
On another level.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, that's the thing.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the rough at a Torrey Pines
it's
this
insane.
Weekend?
Yeah.
They dropped. I saw a video. A guy just throws a golf ball down, gone forever. The rough.
Yeah. 6 inches, I heard. Six inches are
insane.
Rough. Yeah.
Insane.
Good luck. Four of us right here, drop 10 balls in there. Uh-huh. I guarantee not one of us gets it out in 10 swings.
No, I'm not.
Guarantee it.
No chance.
It's just wild.
It's insane.
When they say these guys are good, it's to such a different level. And again, like not to be that guy and name drop, but like there's guys around here that are mini tour players that come into 1899 and practice here. And one of them, God bless him, Justin Lauer, just win a tournament on Corn Ferry. He was the leader after 54 this week.
Just this weekend.
Oh, just this weekend on Corn Ferry. And he pulled a solo second. And I think I don't want to jinx him, but he's in a great position to hopefully qualify.
23rd right now.
To qualify for the tour this year.
Oh, nice.
But he is so good, and he's come in here several times to practice in the winter, and just a really nice guy. And then there's Tyler Light, who played.
Crazy story right here.
It's perfect. It's U.S. Open week.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, perfect story. Yeah.
So Tyler, local guy, same as Justin, played at Malone, right?
Yeah, played at Malone. I think Tyler went to Perry High School, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Local.
Yeah, both local. And, I mean, Tyler is built like a NFL player.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just
huge ripped, lower half. Yep.
Just strong as could be. Hits the ball. Like, guys and try to claim they hit it 300 in here all the time. I'm like, you don't know 300. I'm like, Tyler, come over here. I was like, Tyler hits it 320 to 340. And zero exaggeration.
Yeah.
Like nothing. No exaggeration. So he qualified for what? Was it when Aaron Hills, right?
Aaron Hills, yep.
So Tyler goes through all the qualifying for the U.S. Open, qualifies for Aaron Hills, goes to Aaron Hills, and proceeds to, I believe, lead it after Friday.
After going into the weekend, he was the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was leading after Friday, going into Saturday, and he's one of the best golfers I've ever – been fortunate enough, both of us have teed it up with him on the real course, not just in here. And as good as Tyler is, Tyler has given up, I believe, for the time being at least, the dream of making the tour. This guy was leading the U.S. Open. Okay? He's that good. Wow. And he even found it so difficult to make it to get your card on the tour. So there's so much talent out there, and the difference between, you know, Tyler at home, Corn Ferry, and the PGA Tour, I mean, you're talking quarter of a shot over, you know.
And there's so much luck involved there, too, man. I mean, you know, it's the saying, it's better to be lucky than good. There's so much luck involved for these guys. You know, Justin Lauer, who we just talked about, local guy that just took second this weekend, one putt away 2 years ago from 25.
Over the whole season.
Over the whole season. So
he missed the last
five footer. But think of that, one putt, one stroke over the entire season.
Right.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And another local guy, Jake Appleby, who played at Akron, awesome player, younger guy, I think 25, 26, living locally here now. And he was playing mini tour events with Will Zalatoris.
Oh.
He's been in mini tour events with Will, knows Will, and it's like, you know, was beating Will on one week and Will would beat him another week. And then, you know, Will would miss a cut and Jake would make a cut and whatever. Now Zalatoris is the hottest name on the PGA Tour. And it's like, he just got hot and made the tour. And once, you know, it's unbelievable that, you know, the difference is just so minuscule.
Yeah. He even knew him. He even knew Zalatoris back when he was on Adam Sandler's bag in Happy Gilmore.
I'm your caddy, Happy. No, he really is out of nowhere the one top, even top 10 biggest names out there right now. If
my DraftKings guy last week,
there you go,
last tourney.
Let's go.
Yep. Yeah,
make some money.
You go when you talk to a novice golf fan, you're gonna. Oh, he was on that meme all over SportsCenter's
so true.
Instagram and this and that. But that's just crazy. And like you guys said, it is, it's, in my opinion, the hardest sport in the world.
Oh, it is the most demoralizing sport I've ever played.
The ball's
in my
not
life.
Moving.
It's not moving. Yeah, literally.
I'm looking at you.
Exactly.
It's, well, I hope Zalatoris, there's a $40 million purse now for most social media.
Yeah, oh, huge
on
money
PGA
on that.
Tour. They put a $40 million.
It's like so top 15 that, guys
yeah,
or top 10
or
something like
yeah,
that.
Something like that. They get the most socially, because they want to promote the tour. And I'm like, dude, he should just play it up.
Right.
So more memes, the better. Yeah, right? Get me some of that $40
million. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a last question for you, but I'm going to add another one just because we mentioned that. So do you think because of that purse is the whole reason why we're seeing the Brooksy, the Shambo debacle? Is that – I mean, do they actually like each other? Are they smarter than you think that
– You know what? You're smarter than I think because I never even considered that.
Right.
And that's a really good question.
I think it's like the Jake Paul Floyd thing. I literally think that to play it up, right, to make as much money as possible, mm-hmm. What do you care?
Right.
Seriously.
Exactly.
I think it's the same exact thing. It's all about getting a piece of that pie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely think that there's a dislike for each other, like a strong dislike. But I do think they're both playing it up very, very well on social media for sure.
I mean, my favorite thing was last week at Memorial. Was that last week? Yeah.
No, 2 weeks ago. I said last week earlier,
okay.
too. Yeah.
2 weeks ago at Memorial when the fans got kicked out yelling Brooksy at DeChambeau. That was one thing. But then, of course, Brooks takes it to another level, hops on his social media because he wasn't playing, and partners with his, you know, he is sponsored by Mick Ultra, and goes like, hey, guys, you know, Brooksy here. Brooksy here. And he's like, if you had to leave Memorial early for some reason, just DM me. We're going to give away 60 cases of Mick Ultra, you know, for you, because that's unfortunate.
Right.
You had to leave the tournament early. And I'm
played
like,
it up so well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? Now that you say that, I think why not, right? Why wouldn't you play it up? And, I mean, hey, if that's $2 million, $3 million, like, I'll go at JM's throat for a year that means $2 million,
right?
Oh, yeah. We'll podcast it. It'll be the whole thing. But so we do have one more before we get into the U.S. Open, and you guys have hinted on it a little bit throughout the show. So obviously, you guys are coming up on that 3-year reunion. You already have a another location out in Twinsburg. You guys open up a rooftop bar. You have live music events I've been seeing every weekend, right?
Up in Twinsburg, they kill it with the live music.
Yes, go ahead and, before anything, go follow these guys on Instagram and Facebook. They have all the updates on all their upcoming events. They start events on Facebook about the new music coming out, or the new music appearances coming out. And then whatever they have as far as the Super Bowl goes, March Madness, go follow them immediately. You'll always get the best deals, or even if you're like us now, it's not too busy in here. It's so nice. We have basically the place to ourselves. We're enjoying the wonderful cocktails they serve here. So go ahead and follow them immediately. So like I said, you have all this going on now. What we and everybody listening right now are the most excited to wonder is what's next for 1899 Golf?
Oh, boy. Wow.
Don't be scared. Just spill the
just
beans.
Just blurt it out.
I'll just start. Yeah. We paint with a broad brush.
Like I said, you need someone crazy like me and someone who wants to go, you know, who wants to encourage that craziness in JM and, you know, can rein me in at times and focus us both. And we're a good team together. I'll say we're hoping to have a few new locations. We're staying true to Ohio right now and keep expanding here. Not to say that we're not looking elsewhere. But adding locations and just adding, you know, other entertainment ideas, mostly still in the golf realm, but adding other things. You know, at the end of the day, I think I said this at the beginning, we want you, your friends, your family, your wives, your girlfriends, your sisters, your uncles, your cousins to just come to 1899 and escape, you know, escape life, have a good time, enjoy yourselves. Come back, do it again, and you know, unfortunately, I think our news cycle right now is just turned into so much negative, and it seems like everything's so bad and everything's negative. And, you know, there's just, you need to shut it off sometimes and just go and have a good time. So we want to bring that to as many people as we can. And remind people that life is fun, life is good, and, you know, you can always have a beer and shank a ball and curse at a screen.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Things really aren't all that bad after all, for sure.
Absolutely. And we're, you know, we're very fortunate, and, you know, I think that the future's bright for us. We got a lot of big ideas. We're just looking to make it come to fruition some way, somehow, and I think we're going to make it happen. We got a lot of things on our plate right now, and, you know, we've been, you know, this started out as a one location thing, and, it's crazy the amount of people we've just had reach out to us on, like, on social media, right? From whether it's Dallas, Texas or Nashville, Tennessee. And they're like, look, I'm considering opening an indoor golf place, and I came across you guys, and you guys are doing it right. Can we consult with you? And it's, you know, it's messages like that make you feel really good about what you've done with the product and bringing this whole idea to life. And then there's, you know, there's other ideas where, you know, we get calls from people halfway across the country, and they're like, I talked to so-and-so, and they said, if you're going to do the indoor golf thing, you got to talk to the 1899 guys. Yeah.
It's like two hacks from Canton,
how
Ohio.
In the hell did this, what are we doing right yeah. now? Like, seriously, like, you sit back and you think about that, and it's just crazy. You know, so we're just looking to get bigger and better and really grow our brand more than anything.
You know, and it's just a testament from a business standpoint, like you asked earlier, but do things the right way. When you do things the right way,
yeah.
It falls into place. And I'm such a strong proponent of that. And, you know, that doesn't always mean spend the most money and just do stupid things. But, you know, when there's an option, you do it the right way, find a cost-effective way to do it, figure out how to pull it off the right way. Because Joe Public knows. They 100% know. Excuse me. It's unbelievable when someone comes in and you're like, couldn't we just do X, Y, or Z? And then, of course, that's the first thing that, like, gets asked about or, like, right. talked about. And you're like, unbelievable. So, I mean, do it the right way. People pay attention. You know, it ends up working out in the long run. And, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we'll have some good announcements for you soon. Maybe we'll come back on the podcast to make our next big announcement. How about that?
Hey, listen. We'd love that. If we had the opportunity to come back here every year for a major of some sort, I mean, it would be an honor.
I love this. This is, like, the coolest setup ever.
You like that?
I love this, man. Your setup's legit. Yeah.
Yeah, we went all in. If we were going to do some, we went all in on it.
I've wanted to do a podcast for a long time, but every time I go on B&H and I look at the equipment, I'm like, all these cables, everything. I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
Well, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask us. We we stumbled upon the bundle where we had gotten the interface along with the mics. We bought the stand separately, but the cords come with the mics and headset. It's actually a lot easier, but it is really cool. The first time you hop on, it's just a different experience. And
definitely.
I would love for you, 1899 podcast coming soon.
I mean, hey, add it to the list.
I feel like we're vibing really well right now.
Yeah.
Vibing.
It might be the
sleep. I don't need to sleep.
Might be the drinks.
Sleep already.
Might
be the drinks. I don't know.
Well, hey,
I'll tell you what. If it wasn't for No Laying Up, I freaking love those guys.
You guys listen to No Laying Up?
If they didn't start their thing, then I think maybe 1899 podcast could be in the works. But those guys crush it. Yeah. I just enjoy them too much.
They're really good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can target the Ohio audience. I mean, you guys already have a fan base, so to say, as far as your social medias go. I'm sure if you start it, you're going to get listeners.
Maybe we start with you guys and we do, like, all four majors every year or something.
Yeah, I mean, I
like that.
We would love for that.
How fun would that be?
We would do all. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't that? Yeah. I mean, that would be awesome. We actually have our co-host ended up showing up.
Let's
so
go. Get him over here.
Yeah. Tone, do you want to start?
Tone Lovin?
You have your DraftKings with you? you want to share a mic with me, and we'll have to run them down. We're getting
two into the no laying up guys, but this is like Big Randy coming in at it from the top.
Right, jeez. Yeah, he said he was going to be here. The golf bomb. Glad he's here, and he showed up perfect. And
all right.
So
here's a question. Can I ask a question? You guys?
I would love that.
So you guys, luck changers, right?
Yeah.
It's all about gambling, sports betting.
Yeah. Who's entertainment purposes.
Absolutely. Entertainment purposes, right. Only. Yeah. Who's up the most so far on the year?
Ooh.
Do we keep stats?
Yeah.
We usually follow. Have you guys ever heard of Action App?
I have not.
No. So Action App is a sports.
It's like a sports betting and social media.
Yeah. It's you don't have to put real money on it, but you can track the bets that you have been taking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it could be fictitious.
So sure. Our big goal was to get verified on there, and we all did. You had to have a certain percentage that you hit, a certain amount of bets you put in per week. So you had to
basically travel state lines to become verified.
So soon, though. Ohio's got it all. That's why we're still entertainment purposes only right now, but it's going to be legal soon.
Let's hope.
But I haven't used the Action App ever since we got verified. But there was a time where I was up, and then co-host Tone had found himself on top, and then AJ, he's a unit better. So
yeah, we've rotated quite a bit.
He's a big unit guy.
Big unit.
He's got a huge unit. So so basically units is any one variable. So a unit could be $5.
Sure.
In your own head. So basically, you just put a unit on, or if you're really comfortable about a game, you can put like maybe 3 or 4 units on it.
Sure.
My guy will put 20 units. He doesn't care. So he finds himself. We're all around the professional gamblers. Percentage that's anywhere between
56 to 60%.
Tone's about 57.
Not that I gamble by any means,
but it's
entertainment purposes.
Yeah, entertainment purposes only. Tone is last year they. He kept track of the full NFL season. He was a 57%. We're all over the 55. So
nice.
We wouldn't start this if that's we impressive. Didn't. Yeah, we wouldn't start the whole thing if we sucked.
Oh,
if we sucked, yeah.
So this was the first year that we literally kept stats of every single game. So me and my moderator AJ, a
couple degenerates.
I just made this Excel sheet that would calculate everything for us. So it was really easy after we got it set up, and it was really fun to see even how we bet. So there's trends,
right?
And wins, losses. It was a good time. I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got parlay teasers, over unders, all that. And I mean, he found the algorithm for this Excel sheet that we might end up.
Running with?
Trademarking.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just, it's so perfectly done. So quick shout out to formerly Father Tone. We just call him Tone now. Should I throw it out there? But we try to go around that 55, 60%. We all have our good weeks. We all have kind of little rough patches here and there. But overall, we are over that 50%. So I won't say who's the best, but obviously I'm going to say I am.
Right.
I mean, I'm not naming any names, but Nate Canavan, he's like, great, but I have a good team. We do well. Well, I appreciate the question.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one's ever asked us a question before.
Actually, I had a few other questions, but yeah, we'll keep rolling here.
If they popped on your head, just go ahead and shoot them.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back. Yeah. So I'm gonna throw it to AJ real quick. He's gonna get us right into the U.S. Open.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit of U.S. Open. It's the 2021 U.S. Open. And it kicks off Thursday, June 17th, this week. And it's the 121st U.S. Open. It's going to be at Torrey Pines this year. Third of fourth majors this year. Last year, Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open. So we already talked about it, but him and Brooksy got their rivalry coming in. I'm sure media is going to be all over that. I'm going to give you guys the top five odds for who's favored to win this week, and you guys can let me know if you like one of those guys or if anyone has a dark horse. I'm all for that as well. Top spot, John Rahm's back from his little COVID issue. He's plus 1,000, so he's holding on the top spot by himself. We have four people in a tie for second. We have Brooksy, Bryson, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth. They are all plus 1,600. We have Rory and Xander They are plus 1,800. We have Colin
Morikawa.
There we go. That's why I got these guys here.
Morikawa.
And Justin Thomas. They are both at plus 2,200. And for the fifth spot, we have Patrick Cantlay and Victor Hovland at plus 2,500. Let's go around the horn. Who does everyone like for the U.S. Open this weekend?
Let's start with our guests here. Who we got?
Give me the plus, baby. Give me the plus 2,500. You know, Rahm's hard to bet against. I think he, deservingly so, is the favorite. He just played so damn good. Three rounds. I mean, like Jay
Seven-stroke lead, man. I mean, come
so
on.
So unfortunate.
It was over. So it was over right there.
1.6 million. Think about that.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
It hurts.
But I love Rahm. I do. I think the guys in the middle, you know, Brooks played well, but then he kind of fell apart on Sunday at the PGA. I think that knee is not in great shape.
Agree.
His comments about the fans, just, I don't know. I don't think he's feeling great. And a lot of those guys in between are the best players in the world, but a lot of them aren't playing top golf right now. I like Hovland and I like Cantlay. I think Cantlay specifically is my guy this week. West Coast guy, played great on the West Coast swing, the Genesis, Farmers. I was going to save my notes for later, but
bring them on in.
And then he's also, I mean, there's nothing like picking a guy. Golf is streaks. These guys go on streaks. Mm-hmm. He won last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You want guys playing well. So I like, I you can't go wrong with Rahm, but I like Cantlay. Give me the 2,500.
Wow. And I feel like he's got somewhat something to prove because he did win, but
he's never won a major. Never won a major.
Oh, yeah. And he likes to fiddle his feet around for about half hour before swing. That's my favorite part.
He's a little slow.
Yeah.
Tough to watch on Sunday, but I'll, mm-hmm. If I got $1,000, it's plus 2,500. I'll take it.
Ooh, baby. What do you think, JM?
You know, if I'm living life in the call it that top five to top ten guys, give me Morikawa's my pick. And based off of fairways and regulation and greens and regulation, I like Morikawa a lot this week. We talked about the rough a little bit earlier, but I just don't see these guys that bomb it. You know, call it 330, and a lot of these courses they can get away with that, right? Mm-hmm. Out length, hit it further than the course can handle, and they got sand wedges in their hands, but the rough's not 6 inches everywhere. So
right.
I like Morikawa a lot this week, and give me a dark horse. I'm going to go with Paul Popeye Casey.
Oh, okay, Paul Casey.
All weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, one of my favorite bets for sure.
Very nice. We always love the sleeper. We're just, yeah, that Paul Casey, we might see him on one of our DraftKings later on.
Oh, he's always around in the majors, always around in the big tournaments.
Making the cut.
One of the coolest, calmest, collected dudes. Can hit a lot of different shots out there. I like Paul Casey a lot this week.
Well, good call. What do you think, moderator AJ? We'll just go in this order.
Plus 1,600. I'm going Jordan Spieth this week. He's going to walk away the winner. Don't really have a reason or a breakdown why, but I'm feeling good about Jordan Spieth. That's who I'll be taking this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, he had that big old collapse. Who did he lose to not too long ago? He went like 3 over on that Sunday. I can't even think of who he was playing against.
Oh, Phil.
No, Jordan, who Jordan was playing against.
Wasn't it Phil in the...
No, Phil was playing against Brooks.
You're right.
And then that's what it was. Oh, my goodness. What?
I can't remember.
I mean, he's not the biggest name guy, but he's.
Oh, he's been playing really well this year. He just can't close out a tournament on Sunday so far, right?
He's just a choke artist. Yeah. It seems like it, living up to his name. But I'm going to agree with one of our guests here, and that's going to be JM. I love Colin Morikawa.
Let's go!
I think this is going to be his event this year. I do also like Victor Hovland. He's one of my favorite golfers. Just pure attitude, the way he carries himself on the course. He's always has a smile on his face. He knows he's pretty much lucky to be there. I mean, obviously he's lucky to be there, but he deserves it. I love both those guys, but I think Morikawa gets it. And if I were to put a little bet in, I would put both those guys in the top five, Hovland and Morikawa.
Nice.
I think those are all great picks, honestly. For me, it's a guy that I've kind of been riding this year that I think has been really interesting. He's coming along well. I want to go with Jon Rahm, but it's just hard to see where he's at mentally. What a really tough go-around last week. That's probably one of the tougher things that's ever happened to a golfer. It just happened live. I just feel terrible for my guy. So I actually hope he comes back and rebounds. But I'm going to go with Victor Hovland. I've been really liking that's Victor a lot. I think he's been playing good golf. He's right there. I think he's a guy that's not going to be one of your top guys, but he's in that top tier. So I'll go with Victor Hovland. I don't know what his odds are. AJ, do you have those for me?
Plus 25.
Plus 25.
What was Casey? Sure. Do you know?
He's got
he's way down. It's got to be high.
He's there. Way down there. I don't have him on my
bet
top
it,
five.
People. Bet it.
Hammer it. Hammer it.
Hammer it.
It's even better to because with some of the sites, you can – there's good odds on putting these guys in the top 10s.
I was
going to
say,
you
bet for top
sure.
10.
Yeah. Still get really it's good payouts money. For sure.
Yeah, my guy Sebastian Munoz came up big for me the other weekend. I just pulled him out of the dark, and he for entertainment purposes, I didn't win anything or anything. Yeah, of course.
One guy I am rooting for, he just won recently, is Phil Mickelson. There's been a ton of money pouring in on him.
Yeah.
So just from the books getting slayed, I kind of want that to happen. I think that'd be fun because he slayed the books a couple weeks ago and he won that tournament. So that was fun.
All right, so, yeah, we got our favorites, so we'll just kind of steamroll right over here real quick, and we all had filled up a DraftKings. So what we're going to do with these predictions, we are going to make an Excel sheet with all our names, and then we're going to put who we picked. We'll put it on social media, and it'll be a bragging rights kind of thing to see who amongst the 1899 interview podcast that did the best. And if I win, I'm going to instant message you guys constantly, just to let you know. But we'll go ahead, break it down if you're not familiar with DraftKings.
JM or I don't win, then you guys can get the VIP room this summer, throw a party for 30 people in the VIP room.
Is that sick. A real thing?
That's a real. Wager. That's a wager.
We're going to save the receipt.
So it's
print it.
Us three
print
versus
it.
You two for
exactly.
the most part.
You three versus us two for just whoever finishes the highest.
Okay.
And we'll give you guys the VIP room
you
for
heard
free.
It. You heard it live. You
that's just the rental, by the way.
Yeah so wait. What?
Food and beverage.
Yeah, here. Look,
disclaimer,
If we lose, what do we owe you guys?
Oh, wow.
No, we'll just
What if we lose, you for a whole year, you guys are going to be our free advertisement intro. So I'll say, hey, this is the Love Changers podcast. Yeah. And
brought
we are sponsored
by
1899 Golf.
Love it.
Cool.
All right, here, good deal. Go. It's live. Yeah. We have it now, so
do
no
it
turning
live.
Back. No, we'll, like do, we'll do it live. Okay. Someone say that.
We'll do it live, baby.
Do it live.
All right, so we are going to jump right into DraftKings. Now this has way bigger sticks. I just deleted a guy. I just deleted.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's it's the jump. Worst.
Give him Stu Sink.
I got it. All right, we're back. Don't touch my phone.
Pretty sure he just picked up Craig Stadler.
The Walrus, baby. The best drink we have here, actually.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
just go to the bar, ask for the Walrus.
All right, maybe I'll get that one
Craig
next.
Smoked Old Fashioned.
Shout out to Craig Stadler. You should come here and have it, buddy.
All right. Hey, Craig Stadler. I have to put you on my team instead of Colin Morikawa, who I deleted. Easy pick. All right, so we'll just throw it to Brian here. Who will just
all
basically
right,
your
I,
top
I got
guy.
Some notes here. Just my top guy?
Well, no, we'll How do you guys want to do? You want to go through our lineup, or do you want to?
Let's go pick by pick, maybe.
Yeah. So
just your top.
Yeah, start with your top.
I'm gonna go with my most expensive guy.
Yep.
All right. And I'll go in order.
We'll start there. We'll start with most expensive.
And this guy's been getting a lot of love here, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know, Mr. 57% over here picked Victor Hovland. So I got Victor Hovland. My big thing there, second at the Farmers. He's played this course. He's tamed this beast. Obviously, it's going to be up a little bit more than it was for the Farmers, but if you can, you know, have a top five at the Farmers, I think you bode well for this week. So I'll go Hovland.
Good pick.
I spent the majority of my loot on somebody I already talked about, Colin Morikawa, off the charts. You know, my calculations basically were fairways in regulation, greens in regulation. He's already got one major championship. Literally second year on tour. Like these young guys coming out are so prepared for
They're
this.
Awesome.
It's
ridiculous.
Insane. It's absolutely crazy.
It used to be you had to be in your early 30s to win a major.
For
not
sure.
Anymore.
For sure.
Whole new game.
Yeah, so Colin Morikawa takes my captain spot.
Good pick.
All right, I want to just start off my DK by shouting myself out for winning the last DK.
Oh,
I was waiting for
coming
it.
Coming in first place.
Bragging rights.
And I'm looking to go back-to-back. But if you listen to the podcast and you listen to my DKs, you know that no matter what, I'm riding with my guy. Tony Finau is always going to be on my roster. 8,900. at this point, it's tradition. He's going to be on my roster every time you listen. So Tony Finau for my top spot.
So I can kind of see how your lineup's going to go. He's got a lot of those higher price points.
The mid-tier?
Yeah.
I'm rocking with the Father Tone strategy again. Yeah. It worked, so I'm going to keep it going.
So I'm going to actually say two picks because two of them have already been said, so I'm just going to kind of brush over them. I do have Morikawa and Hovland on my team.
Watch out.
Spending all my money. I love Hovland. He's made 16 of his 17 cuts, 7 top 10s. Close in stats is Morikawa. He's 14 of 16 in cuts with 6 top 10s. So those guys are going to make the cut this weekend. They're going to get up there, I think, within top 20. So I like both your guys' picks. I'm just going to jump on that bandwagon, and maybe that's a good strategy to get this win in the free party place. Why not?
I like to party. So, obviously, I'm going to take Victor. I'll take Hovland. I can't not take him. But I'll run with my next guy since I'm here already. And I feel like this guy has been kind of down lately. People are starting to maybe write him off a little bit, but I feel like he has a ton of talent, and I could be completely wrong. But I'm going to go with JT. I got to go with Justin Thomas.
Nice.
So I think I'm kind of getting a value. He's $9,700. Yeah.
He hasn't been playing well, so you're getting value there.
That's what I'm saying. Like he hasn't been playing well, but like you said earlier, it's a streaky game, so I'm hoping he can come through, and it's a huge event, so I'll take Justin Thomas.
Nice. I like that. All right, I'll keep it going here. I'll give you my next two because one of them was set already, but the first one is Patrick Cantlay. I got to stick with him, man. My man is a streaky player. If you look at when he plays well, he gets hot usually, and he goes on a tear, so... coming off the win, 1-2 plays usually really well out west. Played well, this year on the West Coast swing. So I'm going to go Cantlay. And then, AJ, I love the pick, man. I love Finau.
It's my guy.
I've always been a Finau guy. I don't know why he doesn't win more. It's unbelievable. But when you want to, I keep saying plays well on the West Coast, but that's a thing. Second at the American Express, second at the Farmers, second at the Genesis this year. My dude is a top five machine. Mm-hmm. I love him this week. I actually think he may break through and get the W finally and tell everyone to go pound salt. Leave him alone. Go back to Utah and party like whatever they do in Utah.
Tell Nike to give him some more money. Awesome. I love it. All right. So one of the other guys we talked about, my second highest pick, 8,600, Will Zalatoris, the hottest guy on the tour this year. Coming off the Corn Ferry. He's actually like fourth or fifth in Corn Ferry points this year, too.
Can you believe that dude does not qualify for the FedEx Cup?
It's insane.
He doesn't get it's any crazy of that because money. I think he's top 10 in the standings if he counted.
33 of 35 cuts made.
It's insane.
You look at these other guys, he's played in more tournaments than anybody, and he has 17 top 10s.
That's so nuts.
17 top 10s. Sold on Will Zalatoris. Wouldn't be surprised if the dude won it.
Love it.
All right, so I'm just going to pick up where you left off. My number two pick is the Cup Master, Will Zalatoris. Yeah. I mean, you already said everything that needs to be said. 33 for 35, 17 top 10s, 8,600. Lock me in for that. I'll go ahead and just do my next one since we both had that same pick. Next pick for me, I have Oostveen. Right?
Oostveen. Yep.
Close enough?
It. Yeah, you were right there.
You like that? 8,100.
Legend.
12 for 13, 4 top 10s. I like the 8,100 price point, so he'll be my number three guy.
Yeah, so I actually messed up a little. I had a guy even more expensive than Victor Hovland, so I went top heavy. I also have Xander Schauffele at 9,300. So I went...
Spending you some money.
I went 95, 92, 93, but... Once I say these last three, you're going to be like, oh, wow, what great value.
Yikes.
Because, I mean, I just wait for it. But, yeah, Xander's 12 of 14 in cuts, 6 top 10s, just like Morikawa and Hovland up there. He's going to make top 10. I think I got three guys who are going to make top 5 in this tournament, and I'm going to earn this party for the boys. I'm just letting you guys know. You might want to copy off me so we can at least get a draw. So it wouldn't, you know,
you better
what I mean?
Get some more Miller Lite in.
So, Tone, who you got?
For my, what do we got, third guy now, I think?
Yeah,
I got he's kind of old faithful for me at this point if you've been listening to the show. I just dig his vibe. His mullet's luxurious. He's my Aussie. That's so I got to go with Cameron Smith.
Love Cam Smith.
I feel like he's low-key. He makes the cut most of the time. He's just a really solid player. He seems like he's always having a good time. And
he's a dude.
I just really rock with him. Yeah, so I like Cameron Smith. I've liked him for a while, and I feel like I'm getting him at a discount now because he hasn't been showing out as much. So I will take him at $8,000.
I feel like he always shows up in the majors, too. Dude, I love always him. Around in the majors. I know Bryant, actually the one that turned me on to Cam Smith.
I was on Cam last year for the Masters.
That's the first time I got turned on to him.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, no, I had him, though.
He did.
Oh, and he won me $4,500, yeah. So nice. I can't, complain. Am I allowed to say that on air?
Yeah, for entertainment purposes only.
I'll pay my taxes.
We actually got a really good story about a pool we're in. We won the Masters back-to-back years, actually.
A big pool,
big
too.
Big pool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Back-to-back. Yeah. And the only reason I won was Cam Smith. Everyone else, we all had the same players, but I was the only one who had Cam Smith.
Nice.
It was a good time. All right, I'm going, and this is the only guy, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to be overconfident here. This is the only guy on my list I'm not confident about.
Oh, boy.
And I guess once it's locked in on air, I can't change it.
No,
it
can't. It's there.
I'm going Tyrrell Hatton, and ooh, I like him. Pick. He's, again, I feel like no one knew he was in the top 10 in the world for a while there, and then he just kind of did not play well, and he's finally getting hot again. He's coming off a second place finish. I'm gonna roll the dice a little bit. I'm going Tyrrell Hatton with number four.
That's a good pick. He played awesome last year.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Tyrrell Hatton over here also, ladies and gentlemen. Watch out.
$18.99 heavy on the hat.
Nice.
We got $18.99 luck it in. That's what we call it.
Nice.
Cha-ching. $8,300 huge value. He's had some really good success in the majors in the past, and just because Brian already picked Hatton, I think he's already four picks in too. That's my third. I'll back that up with my next pick. I actually got two guys at the same price point.
Oh, nice.
But I already talked about my dog and my favorite, Paul Popeye Casey, $7,900.
Nice. Value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, value, and the guy just plays some steady golf. He's one of the most mellow guys you'll ever see on the golf course. And I'm expecting really big things out of him this week.
All right. Well, we are really on the same page here, because go ahead and give me Paul Casey.
Let's
as
go.
Well.
There he is.
$7,900.
Is anyone going to win this, or are we all just going to chop it up?
Yeah, we're all just going to draw.
I got it. I'm going to win.
I really like Paul Casey. I love that price point. And since they're the same price, I have another guy here at $7,900 as well. Abraham Answer. Nice. Don't know why. I really like my
Famous
guy.
Abe.
I love his first name. So give me Abe at $7,900 for my fourth and fifth.
Okay, so I'm going with Joaquin Niemann. He is an absolute stud out there. You always see him in that top 30 category. He's made 17 of his 18 cuts. He's got four top 10s, and he's only $7,500. At that price point, I mean, I can't see anything better than that. I think he is an absolute money pick. My team is coming together so beautifully that I hate to brag, but I love it. I just absolutely love it. So Joaquin Niemann at $7,500 for my fourth guy. You guys are on. You're going to your fifth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I got two sleepers that are going to blow your socks off.
Well, my next pick is not going to blow your socks off because we've already heard it a couple times. I'm going to go with Paul Casey.
Nice.
So I got to take Paul Casey at $7,900.
Wow.
I just think he's playing good golf. I love Paul right now. Great golf. He's playing good golf at his age, and I just think that he has opportunity or potential to come out, and I like that value, so I'll take Paul Casey, $7,900.
Nice. I like it. All right, we're going to go with our fifth pick here, another West Coast guy, a little theme here if you haven't noticed. My man, Max Homa.
Oh, let's go.
My dude will roast you anytime you want to be roasted.
Great pick.
So good on Twitter. Great follow.
So probably the best. Yeah. I mean, golf-related, best follow, hands down. Sixth last week. Been playing well this year. I mean, really went from, like, the Twitter guy to, mm-hmm. like, a real golfer all of a sudden. So, love the dude. West Coast guy. I feel good about that. I'd bet him top 10 finish.
I bet you get great odds. I love it. I love the pick.
I'll save my real sleeper for last.
I'm excited.
All right, so I'm gonna go all in here because my fifth and sixth picks have already been mentioned.
Wow!
So you guys should be really scared about how good my team is right now.
Terrified.
So in the fifth spot, I got my boy Abe Answer at $7,900.
Nice.
as solid as it gets. Literally one of the smallest guys on tour, one of the shortest in driving distance, greens in regulation, number one.
And he looks like your brother.
He looks a lot like my brother. When my brother rocked a mullet, looks a lot like Davey Spielman. Literally twins.
Wow. Shout out David Spielman's lawn service. Okay. Stripe it up, baby.
Stripe it up.
New advertisement.
Let's go. And then last but not least, I got Max Homa.
I got Homa. I like it.
Yes. Wow. Homa's been on absolute fire this year. Got his first W this year, and he's been playing really well. Five top tens. Made the cut 12 out of 19 times. I really like how he's hitting the golf ball, so I got Homa in the sixth position.
Yeah, I love Max Homa. Great personality.
Yeah.
All right, to round out my DraftKings and to round out the winning DraftKings of the week, Nate, you already talked about him, but give me Joaquin, not Phoenix, but Neiman.
Nice.
That's going to be my guy to fill out my DraftKings spot, and that's your winning team.
And having Joaquin as your cheapest guy, you got a pretty solid team going. You're going for no miscuts. You're just going for the points, which I like.
Give me the points.
So since everyone's kind of finishing, I have two guys which I can guarantee no one else has right now. Not even you, Brian. I know you're looking at me, but I'll go with my two because they are pretty close in price point. I'm going with Billy Horschel at 7,300. I love that he fell. Sliding down to hit the ball out of the water. That was funny. And I think it was 2 weeks ago at Memorial. My guy got so mad after a tee shot. He went ballistic on his golf bag.
Mad.
It was fantastic. So I think he's got a lot to prove. He has made 15 of his 17 cuts, which is unbelievable, and three top tens. 7,300, I would take that all day. But my biggest sleeper in this whole thing, one of my favorite golfers, Christian Bezuidenhout, he is...
Gesundheit.
Yeah, that's it. I picked him in the DraftKings a few episodes back, him. And I had to YouTube how to say his last name correctly. So it was like a whole thing.
It's a team effort.
So Bezuidenhout.
Literally, literally, me and my buddies were watching the tour, and the first time I saw him, I call him Gesundheit every time I see his name.
I mean, it's like basically the same thing. But he's made every cut. He's 12 for 12.
He's playing really well this year.
Only has that one top 10. But I think you always see him in like the top 20s. He's always up there. So if I can get him as my cheapest golfer, I mean, my team's loaded. I think all three of us one, two, and three, and then you guys kind of filter down towards the bottom. I just feel like our teams are so good. But no trash talking, of course.
I love it. I can't wait to see where Father Tone's at with his last few
picks. Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, what do we got?
I feel like I have incredible value with this guy, and I don't know if he's your most likable guy on the tour. It's not Patrick Reed. Okay. I won't do that again.
Thank you.
It's Jason Kokrak.
Local boy, man.
Local boy, Hudson.
I feel like he just goes and gets it. Oh, well, I did not know he's a local boy.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot more, honestly. Okay. Hudson, Ohio, that's awesome. Right. Shout
not
out,
only that,
Jason.
But he's also sponsored by Eagle Rare.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, bourbon.
Okay.
He's a bourbon. He's got a bourbon sponsor. Who the hell has a bourbon sponsor?
I gained
sponsor?
A lot of respect for Jason in the last couple of seconds here. So I feel like at 7,600, I mean, that's kind of a steal. He almost always makes a cut, and he's been playing really good, aggressive golf. He just goes for it. I love it. So I'm going to take him for 7,600. And then to round out my team, I got to go with the guy, Gary Woodland. Can't go wrong. It's a household name, low-key. Yeah. He's just a simple, tough
a good
golfer.
Guy.
So
he won the U.S. Open 2 years ago. Right?
Exactly. I think there's a ton of potential for that price. If that's my lowest guy, I think the Luck Changers have a ton of potential led by Father Tone's team.
It's unbelievable. Right. I mean,
he thought
some great picks, and I think he thought he had one on me.
He thought he did.
He thought he had one on me.
I knew.
This guy is a top 40 machine, five straight top 40s. He's sixth in strokes gained around the green, and with that rough, you're going to need that skill. God bless you.
God bless you.
Mr. Christian Bezuidenhout.
Okay. Nice. I love it.
So, Mr. Nate Dogg, you said I wouldn't have him. I have him.
Wow.
I got him covered. I got the big man. So,
nice.
So let's go. We'll see who takes it down because we did not come in here. We didn't come in limping, man. We did our homework.
Okay. Nice. No, I'm excited. I love the little bet on the line we got going on here. It's entertainment purposes only, obviously, it's perfect. I love the picks. I love that you guys were able to join us. I love that you guys had us out at your beautiful facility. We're actually going to be golfing afterwards, so maybe we'll on our next episode we'll kind of run down how we ended up doing, where we played, this and that. But we, more than anything, just appreciate your guys' time, It's been a long time coming. We've been wanting to interview you guys for a while. We love what you have going on. It was just crazy because the last time we were supposed to interview, you guys were getting that rooftop bar in, yeah. And it was 100% worth it. So hopefully we are able to come back, talk to you guys again. We'll all keep in touch about DraftKings this week. It's going to be super exciting. But I like what JM was saying earlier. If we can just make a four times a year thing, every major, we just come up here and we'll discuss our picks.
Yeah, we'll take your money every time.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, free advertisement. Why not? But, no, we love that you guys had us here. We love the facility. We can't wait to check it out further. And more than anything, just, again, thank you guys so much. We appreciate the opportunity. It's just so cool for us because we are within a year of making our podcast, and we're doing everything we can to kind of grow. And I know you guys are coming on 3 years, so it's still pretty new, but it's just you guys have blown up so tremendously. I've known you, JM, for quite some time, and mm-hmm. I'm just, like, proud and just super happy to see the way you guys have grown and everything you guys have done. I will continue to support you day in and day out. Just we appreciate you guys more than anything, for sure. So thanks, boys.
Well thanks for having us. Absolutely. I mean, it's awesome.
Love to see what you guys are doing.
Anytime you want to talk sports, I wish you guys the best. And hopefully if we're just a little small breadcrumb of you know, to help you guys with some success, that's definitely worth it. So we'll see where this wager lands, and we'll have another one here soon with the Open Championship.
That's right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Sounds good.
Best of luck to you guys. Keep chasing your dreams.
Thanks guys. So appreciate much. The time.
Yeah, it's awesome. But, so as far as that goes, go ahead, before anything, check out 1899golf on Instagram. It's just 1899golf,
yep,
right?
Yep, you got
so it. That's on Instagram, Facebook. Are you guys on Twitter?
No, we're not. We're lacking on Twitter right now.
Well, that's fine. I mean, Instagram and Facebook seems to be where it's at lately. So go ahead, check those guys out. If you haven't, we are at the Canton location. That's 4700 Everhard Road, Northwest.
You got it.
And then what's your Twinsburg address?
3904 Glenwood.
Boulevard. Okay, yeah. So if you have the time, go ahead and stop in. Check out the facility. You will not regret it. The best drinks I've ever had. The most beautiful facility I've ever been in. Please, if you could, go ahead and check those guys out. We can't wait to talk to you again. Can't wait to see how everything turns out. And for our little shout-out, go ahead and check us out. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all at Luck Changers Podcast. And do we have an email?
We have a Gmail.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot us an email. We're at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions about a game, about an event, about a live spread, about a line, anything, go ahead and shoot us an email. We are on there. We will always respond. We'll put you on the show. We appreciate all the listens, all the viewers. We appreciate JM and Brian so much for having us on. This has been probably the most fun experience I've had since we started the show,
this is
without
awesome.
A doubt.
We loved it.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you guys back on. We can tell there's a lot more in the future for you guys. So we are going to keep in touch. You guys are going to be some regulars on our show, so stay tuned. There's so much more. I mean, we've only gotten into a partial amount of what we could talk about as far as everything goes with 1899 Golf. As far as sports, I mean, we'll have you on for the Super Bowl, anything.
Let's go.
We cannot wait to have you back. So, again, thank you, JM, so much. You're a great friend, great person. And we're other than that, as far as the Luck Changers podcast goes, I am your host, Nate. As far as our co-host Tone and moderator AJ and 1899 Golf's owners JM and Brian, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Adios.
Peace somebody here.